There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin down under, where a recent survey reveals troubling attitudes towards Jews in Australia. Alarmingly, one in five young people aged 18 to 34 have witnessed or heard of anti-Semitic incidents locally. This comes amid a surge in anti-Semitic acts, including a synagogue arson and violent protests targeting Jewish communities. Despite this, many Australians support action against religious intolerance, and the Combat Anti-Semitism movement is planning a summit in September to tackle rising anti-Semitism and promote community safety. Meanwhile, for nearly 3 weeks, Canada's Druze community has voiced urgent concern over a deadly ethnic conflict in Syria's Sweda regions. The violence erupted on July the 11th between Sunni Bedouin clans and the Druze, with reports of Syrian army soldiers committing mass killings and brutal acts against Druze elders. Canadian Druze families are devastated, losing loved ones as the conflict intensifies, highlighting the community's deep bonds across borders whilst calling for urgent action to address the conflict. The University of California has settled a major lawsuit over anti-Semitic discrimination activities at UCLA. The deal includes around $6.1 million in payments and a court order to prevent Jewish students from being excluded from campus spaces. University officials have pledged ongoing efforts to address anti-Semitism, with the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles praising the outcome. Austria is experiencing a troubling surge in anti-Semitic incidents and anti-Israel rhetoric. During the Salzburg Festival's opening, pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the event by waving Palestinian flags and shouting anti-Semitic slogans. Eli Rosen, the head of the Jewish community in Salzburg, emphasized that Jewish life should not suffer due to political agitation. The six activists involved were detained, prompting calls for urgent action to combat rising anti-Jewish hatred in Austria. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A powerful 8.7 magnitude earthquake has hit Russia's Far East coastline, prompting evacuations in Hawaii, parts of the United States West Coast, and Japan. Authorities are urging calm with warnings of potential tsunamis. A recent Gallup poll reveals only a third of Americans support Israel's Gaza actions, mainly Republicans. Support has declined from 50% in November 2023, highlighting shifting U.S. public opinion on the conflict. A Toronto man convicted of anti-Semitic threats has received a 60-day house arrest sentence and mandatory anti-Semitism education. The New York Times has clarified a report on a Gazan child, noting pre-existing health issues were overlooked. Ex-Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett condemned the article, calling it a blood libel. Israel's UN envoy Danny Danon has rejected Britain's threat to recognize Palestine if Gaza conditions don't improve, emphasizing Israel's stance against terrorism and extremism. Galinor Pacheco, a Filipino hostage rescued after 48 days from Hamas captivity, celebrated the birth of his daughter in the Philippines. He named her Yisraela in honor of his work and Israel. And finally, two PhD graduates from Hebrew University, one Muslim, one Jewish, collaborated to create Terramount, a nanotechnology startup revolutionizing data transfer. Their innovation enables faster, more efficient data exchange essential for AI and machine learning. CEO Hesham Taha emphasizes their focus on solving connectivity and power issues vital for next-gen tech. The Jerusalem-based firm, with a diverse team, including many Arabs from East Jerusalem, embodies unification, technological collaboration, and progress beyond borders. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.